Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Say, well, they're not listening to me, so let them do whatever they want to do. You can't do that. Here's a scripture I want to encourage you with. Proverbs 22:6. Boy, when I tell you, this is so encouraging. Because especially when you got kids and they're not listening to you, you done did all you could. What encouraging words from God's Word tonight. Proverbs 22:6 says this. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I like the word train there. Because train, you also have to teach and demonstrate. They're watching what you're doing. You can't tell them to do something that you're not. Think about it. And as Paul was telling Timothy here, Paul had did all these things, preaching to the Gentiles. So he actually had taught Timothy. And he's charging him to continue to go forth. Now, so he gives him the charge before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he talks about the judgment day. And then, look at verse 2. Listen to what he charged him to do. What did he charge him to do? Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. This means you're taking advantage of every opportunity to give God's word. Sometimes people say, oh, it's not the right time to talk about Christ. Huh? What are you talking about? It's always the right time to talk about Christ. This is what Paul was saying here. He says, be instant in season and out of season. Are you ready to give someone the hope that lieth within you? Or is the time not right? I tell you, I heard that excuse so many times. But Paul was saying, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Now, he also tells them this. He says, reprove. Wow. What does that mean? Reprove means to convict, to convince, or to tell a fault. Whenever you're preaching God's word, you have to reprove. When someone's going in the wrong direction, you are accountable for speaking the truth. If you know God's truth and are not telling them, as we just read in Ezekiel chapter 3, 18 and 19, you are responsible. Is that right? To whom much is given, what? Much is required. Some things you kind of wish you didn't know. Because once you know, you are responsible. And I tell you, you are without excuse once you know. The next thing he says, rebuke. That means to forbid and straightly charge. I think I told you an illustration before where the man was coming into this convenience store and robbing the store. And the lady said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And the robber turned around and left. Sometimes we have to rebuke things that are wrong and stand on the authority of God's Word. Do you know what you have when you have the authority of God's Word? No matter what somebody think about it, feel about it, you have the authority of God's Word. And you simply need to stand on it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.